Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav. We're in Pesachim Daf Chof. The Gemara Udav on the top of the page brings a discussion of how did the water in the Beis HaMikdosh got a hechsher to be Mekabel Tumo? Which liquid, which item made it kosher Mekabel Tumo? And then the Gemara brings an answer, the iskasher bechibas hakoidish, which means with the love, with the chavivus of Kedusha, the Kodesh itself elevates things to something which is not kosher tumah, but becomes kosher just because of the kodesh, the shem kodesh that it has. And this is really an expression that is brought down in several sfarim. Whenever you want to speak about something which is a little higher than where we are right now, we're not there yet, but because we have chibas kodesh, we have the love of the kodesh, it's already connected to that. Just an example, it says in the pasuk that when Avraham and Sarah, they left to go to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayetzu laleches Eretz Kanaan. So the Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Agur Dekala asks, it could have just said, Vayelchor Eretz Kanaan. They went to Eretz Kanaan. It says, they went out to go to Eretz Kanaan. So he explains that when Avraham and Sarah went to Eretz Yisrael, every moment they were thinking about Eretz Yisrael. They already had Chibas HaKodesh to get to Eretz Yisrael. So even though they were only in the way, they just left, they're already in their mind, they're already there. That's the idea of Chibas HaKodesh. And that's what we find the Gemara over here and other places, that in Kachim, things which are not yet where they're supposed to be. In the case of the water, which was on Mukshar, where the Gemara tells us that Eitzim Levoino, wooden spices, they're not Bnei Achilo, they're elevated to be Oichel, to be food, because of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto. Rishon Shvadron explains, according to this, the Zimri that we have in Shabbos, the Baruch Kel Elyon. So it says there, we say, Kol Shoymer Shabbos Kados Mechaloloi, a person who keeps Shabbos Kados correctly without doing Chilul Shabbos, Hen Hechsher Chibas Kodesh Goyroloi. So his Goyrol, his Chelek, will be Chibas Kodesh. So it says Roshalom, Shabbos like this, a person who doesn't really connect to the Kedusha of Shabbos, he doesn't belong to that Kedusha, he doesn't feel it. All he does is Shoymer Shabbos Mechaloloi. He stops himself from doing Chilul Shabbos. That's all he does. Chibas Kodesh will be Goyroloi. That love of Kodesh, that yearning to get Kodesh, even though he's not there yet, will bring him to be in the place of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Because that's what Chibas HaKodesh does. And the Jikov Rav, that Teres Yeshua, adds to it from a different angle. He says, but our Gemara tells us that even though you have Chibas HaKodesh, all Chibas HaKodesh does, it makes the thing itself kosher Kabbalah Tumah. But you can't be moine risha mesheni. You can bring tumor from it over. In other words, it cannot influence others. So he says, Chibas HaKodesh can bring person into a higher place. But he cannot influence anybody else in that way. The only way to influence people is when you're actually Kodesh by yourself. But just the fact you have the yearning to Kedusha, that's not enough to be influencing, creating a toldos of risha mesheni. But one thing it does, even though a person is not yet in Kedusha, he can create, he can get there through Chibas HaKodesh. Anybody wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send the email to shortmachshava@gmail.com.